With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. Israel and Hamas are preparing for indirect negotiations in Egypt tomorrow as hopes are rising for a possible ceasefire in Gaza. And President Trump is sounding upbeat.
They've been fighting for a plan for years. We get the hostages back almost immediately. Negotiations are going on right now. Will probably take a couple of days, and people are very happy about it.
A federal judge in Oregon has temporarily blocked the Trump administration's deployment of the National Guard in Portland.
That order was issued late last night, pending further arguments in a lawsuit brought by the state and the city. The Pentagon had said it was federalizing 200 members of Oregon's National Guard for 60 days to protect federal property where regular protests are taking place, especially at an immigration enforcement building. The judge's ruling held that, quote, the protests were small and uneventful, unquote. In reaction, a White House spokesperson says, quote, President Trump exercised his lawful authority to protect federal assets and personnel in Portland, unquote. George Williams, Washington.
And on that topic, speaking a short time ago at the White House, the president said he believes he's justified in deploying 200 National Guard troops to Portland.
Portland is burning to the ground. You have agitators, insurrectionists. All you have to do is look at the television, turn on your television, read your newspapers.
There are no serious talks going on right now between Senate Republicans and Democrats about funding federal agencies and ending the government shutdown. It's now in day number 5. Hundreds of thousands of government workers are going without paychecks while on furlough, but it could get worse. The White House today warning that mass layoffs of federal workers will begin if the president doesn't see any progress. This is SRN News. A Tennessee pastor is calling for churches to be prepared for natural disasters.
Travis Tyler of Grace Baptist Church, Elizabethton, Tennessee, calls for churches to serve their communities faster by being prepared for natural disasters like Hurricane Helene, which struck the Southeast a year ago. In an article for Baptist and Reflector, he says disaster relief reflects the gospel's heart. Jesus came to rescue the perishing. Churches should act now. Convene a disaster preparedness team this month. Pray for gospel-driven compassion. When disaster strikes, be ready to serve as Christ's hands and feet. I'm Bill Alexander.
Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin will stop scheduling patients for abortions as it works to find a way to provide the service in the face of Medicaid funding cuts. Wisconsin appears to be the first state where Planned Parenthood is pausing abortions because of a new law. The organization says about half its clinics that provide abortion could be closed. This is SRN News. The biggest tomb in Egypt's famed Valley of the Kings is now open to visitors after a two-decade renovation.
Mohammed Ismail, Secretary General of the Supreme Council of Antiquities, says the tomb was discovered in 1799 and rediscovered in 1915 by Howard Carter, the archaeologist who discovered the tomb of King Tutankhamun.
The tomb, of course, was unfortunately discovered completely empty, so it was stolen before. The sarcophagus, only the lid of the sarcophagus is still there.
The tomb has been under a Japanese-led restoration project. Amenhotep's mummy was moved by ancient priests to the tomb of his grandfather, also in the Valley of the Kings. I'm Donna Warder.
Syria is holding its first parliamentary election since autocratic former President Assad was ousted in December. More details at srnnews.com.